want to tell you about our reaction, because the president at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland sounded like he was open to re-entering TPP if he could get a better deal. So last week, 25 of us, led by the Republican senator from Montana, signed a letter to Trump stating our desire to see the administration re-engage in TPP. It seems to me that this, signed by such a large number of our fellow members, shows that there's still great interest in TPP in Congress. That organization will represent about 40% of the current global GDP and would likely represent a larger share in the coming decades. For our state of Iowa, access to markets included in the TPP, and that would be about 12 countries, including the United States, would be critical for growth and revenue for agriculture producers over the next several decades. So I look forward to working with my colleagues to find a new way forward for the U.S. to reengage the other 11 countries in TPP.
Okay, we'll go to Amy Mayer.
Good morning, Senator. Senator, I wanted to ask you whether there's been any progress or any movement on correcting or changing the Section 199 provision that has this different impact on cooperatives than other businesses.
I'm kind of exasperated, not because you asked the question, but because I've been talking about this since the second week of January, and something should have been done the second week of January, because it's quite obvious Congress would never adopt a tax policy that would put a competitor out of business. And we're causing a lot of problems for privately owned elevators because of how this was written, maybe not intentionally, but it was still had the effect of giving cooperatives a real advantage over privately owned things. And as a result of that, when we were only trying to preserve the status quo for co-ops, we gave them a decided advantage. So I think there's been an agreement reached, but I have to emphasize, because I've thought that before, but I think it's reached a point where if there isn't a complete agreement, there's enough agreement within the Congress that if we can do what we originally intended to do of maintain the status quo for co-ops, we're going to go ahead and do it even if the co-ops aren't completely satisfied with what we're doing, because that's what we intended. Go back to what we intended. What's the big surprise about that? And then I think the goal would be, let me back up and give you the background for the next statement. You know, 2 weeks ago we reached an agreement on the budgets for 2018 and 2019, but the actual appropriations, omnibus appropriation bills aren't written yet. We have to take that up by March the 23rd. There shouldn't be any dispute anymore except just getting the bill written and getting it passed, and that this 199 that you're asking about would be put in that omnibus appropriation bill.
What would be included there would be with that agreement that you said has just about been reached, or you think?
Well, the 199, basically the way the law was prior to the passage of the tax bill before Christmas, in other words, leaving 199 for farmers and co-ops pretty much like it was, which in that position, it's been that way for 12 years, would not disadvantage private elevators like they're disadvantaged since Christmas.
Go ahead, Senator.
Okay, sorry. Senator, good morning. Just wondering if you could give us kind of what you see as a preview of what you think the schedule is going to look like when you return, just kind of in that gap between when you return and when Congress goes on recess again for Easter.
I think next week is going to be entirely judicial nominations. The next week or the following week will be the debate on the omnibus appropriation bill, which, as I told Iowa Public Radio, shouldn't take very long, but who knows? When you have open debate, it could take a long time. But I don't think there's disputes about how much money we're going to spend on defense and how much we're going to spend on non-defense discretionary, like has held everything up since last October 1st. Then I think we're going to have the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Bill, so that airports continue to be funded, and maybe some start in committees on the infrastructure bill. The farm bill, I still haven't heard from Senator Roberts when he intends to sit down and start negotiating that. But I think he's been holding up to see what the budget agreements were for the so we know how much we can spend in agriculture and move from that point on.
Okay, and then any updates on, obviously on Bill Northey, but any update on potentially moving Greg Dowd as well?
Either one. Well, you know what I said last week about Northey. We tried that 2 weeks ago and didn't make any progress. So there is going to be an attempt by some of us to get several signatures on a letter to McConnell that he ought to file a cloture motion in support of getting Northey through the Senate. Let's hope that we get a lot of signatures to do that, to show McConnell that he's got the support of a majority of the Senate to move forward.
Okay, and you just have not hearing anything on Mr. Dowd?
No.
All right, thanks.
Matt Kay?
Yeah, good morning, Senator. A couple of questions. One on trade. The president last week dismissed concerns that imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum would hurt the U.S. economy. I believe a number of farm groups have expressed their concern about retaliation. We heard from Secretary Perdue that we cannot be responsible for China's reaction. This was before the House Ag Committee. What do you think about that? Are we responsible? Should we be concerned about China's reaction if they're trading unfairly in other commodities and we need to impose sanctions?
Well, we've had this practice before in the, both of the Bush administrations. When they put tariffs on, there were negative consequences for segments of the economy. And, of course, we always fear that that would happen to agriculture first. So 12 of us, well, I don't know how many, 10 or 12 of us went to the White House to talk about NAFTA, to talk about these things that you're talking about were brought up. And it was expressed that it was that there was a lot of disagreement among the senators there, and we were all on the Finance Committee, so we're all interested in trade policy. There was a lot of disagreement expressed to the President of the United States, and I think he has the opinion that when word gets out that Republican senators disagree with him, he feels it weakens his position in negotiating, and maybe it does, but then we have a responsibility to represent our constituents as well, and that's a fear we wanted to express, and it was expressed very strongly.
Okay. Second question, and I've asked you about this a couple of times, so forgive me. Issue is livestock emissions reporting. A number of livestock groups and the American Farm Bureau as well complained recently to senators that they have to comply with restrictions they consider unfair on livestock emissions and do reporting to the Coast Guard's National Response Center. The response from the senators was to introduce a bill. I understand some 20 senators now are pushing a bill to exempt producers from having to report livestock emissions as environmental disasters by May 1st under court order. Have you made a decision on whether to support this? What do you think of the effort, and how necessary is it to allow an exemption for producers?
My effort or my position is, after reading the court decision, is to support the efforts on the bill, because I don't think Superfund legislation, and I was in the House of Representatives when Superfund legislation passed, but I don't think that it was ever intended to cover what it is. I think the CAFL rules are all that should impact livestock producers.
Thank you.
Catherine?
Hi, Senator. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to follow up on what you said about TPP and the president expressing an interest in reengaging. Do you have any indications from any administration officials about what needs to be different in that deal for the U.S. to reenter?
We haven't had any discussion on that, and we didn't have any indication from our meeting with the president anything about TPP other than his statement in Switzerland.
Okay, thank you.
Did anyone else hop on the call?
Yeah, this is Chris Clayton. And sorry, I missed your opening statement, Senator, but on the 199 fix, do you know any idea whether they would make that retroactive or as of the date that the law passes, et cetera? How do you think it might work?
Seems to me like it would be retroactive, but I don't know whether it's written to be retroactive or not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anyone else on the line?
Bye.